This is what I have for you on short notice, General Gaw said. He swept an arm through the space station's immense cargo bay. This part of the station is just newly constructed. We haven't actually used it for cargo yet. I think it'll suit your purposes. I stared at the immensity of the space. I think so, I said. Thank you, General. It's the least I could do, General Gaw said, considering how you've helped me just recently. Thank you for not holding the Khonsu invasion against me, I said. On the contrary, it's been a benefit, Gaw said. It stopped the battle around the space station before it could get truly horrific. The traitor crews assumed I had called those ships for assistance. They surrendered before I could correct the impression. You helped me quash the rebellion before it could get started. You're welcome, I said. Thank you, said Gaw. Now, of course, I would like them to go away, but it's my understanding that they're here to make sure we don't do anything foolish with our Khonsu guest while he's here. The ships are fighter drones, not even manned, but this is Khonsu technology. I don't imagine if they opened fire on us we'd stand much of a chance, so we have an enforced peace here at the moment. Since it works for me, not against me, I shouldn't complain. Have you found out any more about Nerbros Isser and what his plans are? I asked. I didn't feel like thinking about the Khonsu anymore. Yes, Gaw said. Lernan has been quite forthcoming now that he's trying to avoid being executed for treason. It's been a wonderful motivator. He tells me that Isser plans to take Roanoke with a small force of soldiers. The idea there is to show that he can take with 100 soldiers what I couldn't take with 400 battle cruisers. But take is the wrong word for it, I'm afraid. Isser plans to destroy the colony and everyone in it. That was your plan, too, I reminded the general. He bobbed his head in what I assumed was an acknowledgement. You know by now, I hope, that I would have much preferred not to have killed the colonists, he said. Isser does not intend to offer that option. I skipped over that piece of data in my head. When will he attack? I asked. Soon, I think, Gaw said. Lernan doesn't think Isser has assembled his troops yet, but this failed assassination attempt is going to force him to move sooner than later. Great, I said. There's still time, Gaw said. Don't give up hope yet, Zoe. I haven't, I said, but I've still got a lot on my mind. Have you found enough volunteers? Gaw asked. We have, I said, and my face tightened up as I said it. What's wrong? Gaw said. One of the volunteers, I said, and stopped. I tried again. One of the volunteers is an Oban named Dickory, I said. My friend and my bodyguard. When it volunteered, I told it no, demanded that it take back its offer. But it refused. Having it volunteer could be a powerful thing, Gaw said. It probably encouraged others to step forward. I nodded. But Dickory is still my friend, I said. Still my family. Maybe it shouldn't make a difference, but it does. Of course it makes a difference, Gaw said. The reason you're here is to try to keep the people you love from being hurt. I'm asking people I don't know to sacrifice themselves for people I do, I said. That's why you're asking them to volunteer, Gaw said. But it seems to me the reason they're volunteering is for you. I nodded and looked out at the bay and imagined the fight that was coming. I have a proposition for you, the Khonsu said to me. The two of us sat in the operations room of the cargo bay, 10 meters above the floor of the bay. On the floor were two groups of beings. In the first group were the 100 Oban who had volunteered to fight for me. In the other group were the 100 Khonsu criminals who would be forced to fight the Oban for a chance to regain their honor. The Khonsu looked scary big next to the Oban. The contest would be modified hand-to-hand combat. The Oban were allowed a combat knife, while the Khonsu, with their slashing arms, would fight barehanded. If you called being able to wield two razor-sharp limbs attached to your own body barehanded. I was getting very nervous about the Oban's chances. "A proposition," the Khonsu repeated. I glanced over at the Khonsu, who in himself nearly filled the operations room. He'd been there when I had come up. I wasn't entirely sure how he'd gotten himself through the door. The two of us were there with Hickory and Doc and General Gaw, who had taken it upon himself to act as the official arbiter for the contest. Dickory was on the floor, getting ready to fight. "Are you interested in hearing it?" the Khonsu asked. "We are about to start," I said. "It's about the contest," the Khonsu said. "I have a way that you can get what you want without having the contest at all." I closed my eyes. "Tell me," I said. "I will help you keep your colony safe by providing you a piece of our technology," the Khonsu said. "A machine that produces an energy field that robs projectiles of their momentum. A sapper field. It makes your bullets fall out of the air and sucks the power from missiles before they strike their targets. If you are clever, your colony can use it to defeat those who attack it. This is what I am allowed and prepared to give to you." "And what do you want in return?" I asked. "A simple demonstration," the Khonsu said. It unfolded and pointed toward the Oban on the floor. "A demand from you was enough to cause hundreds of Oban to willingly sacrifice themselves for the mere purpose of getting my attention. This power you have interests me. I want to see it. Tell this 100 to sacrifice themselves here and now, and I will give you what you need in order to save your colony." "I can't do that," I said. "It is not an issue of whether it is possible," the Khonsu said. It leaned its bulk over and then addressed Doc. "Would the Oban here kill themselves if this human asked it?" "Without doubt," Doc said. "They would not hesitate," the Khonsu said. "No," Doc said. The Khonsu turned back to me. "Then all you need to do is give the order." "No," I said. "Don't be stupid, human," the Khonsu said. "You have been assured by me that I will assist you. You have been assured by this Oban that your pets here will gladly sacrifice themselves for your benefit without delay or complaint. You will be assured of helping your family and friends survive imminent attack. And you have done it before. You thought nothing of sending hundreds to their death to speak to me. It should not be a difficult decision now."